You know what's going to happen when the Holy Spirit comes within you? You will not be an orphan anymore. So he spoke, when he spoke about the Holy Spirit, he spoke about freedom from being an orphan. I will come to you. And that is one of the greatest things that the Holy Spirit does. It says in Romans in chapter 8 that when the Spirit comes into our heart, Romans 8:15, when we receive the Spirit of adoption, adoption is a word where a father, it's not adoption in the sense we know today, where someone who's not your child, you adopt into your family. That's not, this is talking about another type of adoption which, you know, some religions have, where a child comes of age, 12 years old or something, their own child is adopted now as a son now, an inherit, one who is the heir. We can say he's made an heir. That's the meaning here. We've been made heirs of God in Christ, and the Holy Spirit comes in and shows us we are heirs along with Christ and cries out, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit really comes into us, it makes us know immediately God is our Father. That is the first thing. You don't have to brainwash a fellow, hey, listen, God is your Father, God is your Father, God is your Father. I often think that many Christians, their knowledge of God as a Father is a very kind Father who lives in a very distant country. Supposing your father was living in another country 10,000 kilometers away or 15,000 kilometers away. But he's a very kind father. He sends you letters. You've never seen him. From the time of your birth, you've never seen him. But he sends you gifts and he speaks to you, sends you. But you've never seen him. You've never felt him hug you. There's a sense in which you're still an orphan. You know him theoretically. He asks you, do you have a father? Yeah, I've got a father. Have you ever seen him? Never seen him. Has he ever hugged you? No, never hugged me. But I know he's there because I get his letters now and then, and he sends us money for the family. There are people like that, you know, whose fathers are working in distant lands. I feel that many Christians know God like that. As a father who's in a distant land, we can send emails to him and tell him certain things we need, and he sends us certain things that we need. But we never know him, hug us, you know, intimacy. I was like that for 16 years after I was born again. I had a father who was up there. He helped me in so many ways. He'd send me letters and I could send him letters. But a day came in my life when the Holy Spirit filled me. I could say, Daddy. Abba is a Hebrew word. I wish they had translated it in this English language into Dad. What a wonderful thing it is to say Dad. Oh, Dad, I'm in your arms, I'm secure. You hug me. It's a wonderful thing to know God as your Father. And I often think that I'm like a little child. Jesus said that to enter God's kingdom, you must be like little children. And I often think, there's a song that we played at the time of my birthday, which says, you will always be a child in my eyes. And even when you're growing old, I hope you realize, God says, you will always be a child in my eyes. And I like that. However old I may be, I'm a child in God's eyes. And I feel secure with my Heavenly Father. His arms around me and he's hugging me. And I sit on his lap and I'm secure in the midst of a very insecure world. A lot of things that happen in this world even today, a lot of the worst things that are going to happen in the days to come. I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters, you need to know God as your Dad. You need to let the Holy Spirit show you God is your Dad, intimate, close to you. And Jesus, it says in John chapter 1, one of the main functions why he came to earth was not just to die for our sins. In John chapter 1, it says in verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. John 1:18, the only begotten Son of God, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him. He has revealed Him. You see, we saw in the tabernacle this veil, thick curtain, and God was on the other side of the veil, and nobody knew what He was like, because nobody had seen Him. It says here, no one has seen God at any time. Who is this person living the other side of the veil? And the Pharisees said, we'll tell you what He's like. He's very strict. If you pluck a grain of wheat on the Sabbath day, He's going to come down hard on you. And they had all types of silly rules about you can't go travel a certain distance on the Sabbath day, and you can't do this and you can't. They would take those laws of God and interpret it in, thou shalt not lift a burden on the Sabbath day. That was a law in the Old Testament. They said, well, we got to decide now what the weight of your slippers are, because every time you walk, you're lifting a burden. So we decide what the weight of your slippers are, so that you're not supposed to. And you had to wear slippers, so they decided, look, the weight of your slippers must be so much. If it's more than that, it's a burden. And these guys, they didn't have a Bible. They were listening to this Pharisees, and they said, boy, we're scared to go inside the veil. It's some strict policeman or judge sitting there. And Jesus rent that veil one day and said, these Pharisees are liars. It's a dad who sits in there. He's not bothered about these silly rules that these people have made. That's not real God. And I want to tell you this. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago. But there are people sitting in CFC churches who still think that God is like that. They will criticize a sister who wears a 400 rupee artificial gold earring and say, you're not supposed to come to the church wearing that when that guy's own wife is wearing a 5,000 rupee sari. That's what I mean. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. There are people like that. There are people like that in CFC. There are new people who come CFC, and some foolish sister will go and ask her, why are you wearing ornaments? I say, you know, there are babies in every church. You can't help it. Who say stupid things. Who somebody comes to them, they don't know who it is, and that two-year-old says, who are you? Why have you come here? There are people like that. There are 40-year-old babies in CFC too, who go around saying stupid things and drive people away. There's nothing attractive about them. They don't know God as a father. They know a policeman. They know a judge who is saying all types of things. I've had people say to my wife, you know, those designs on your sari, it reminds me of some Hindu temple. And I said, boy, how wild your imagination goes, you know. Some small 1-inch design. I said, if I were a woman and I heard something like that, I'd wear a sari like that every single day. To drive these Pharisees out of the church. So much of legalism, which prevents us from knowing God as a dad, a loving father. It's love that He wants. He said, the only two commandments I give you, love God with all your heart and love one another as yourself. And people break that down into silly little rules that will hurt others. Jesus reveals the Father. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 25. Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and you have revealed them to babes. I want you to see a very important word there. Reveal. Revelation. In the Old Testament, there was zero revelation. It was understanding and knowledge. Revelation is a New Testament word. Revelation comes from the Holy Spirit. You remember when Simon Peter, Jesus asked, who do you think I am? And Simon Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. How did he know that? Well, he hadn't studied the scriptures. He didn't even have a Bible at home. And the great rabbis and scholars and scribes who had studied the Bible day after day after day after day, and they saw the Bible speaks about the seed of the woman will come to crush the serpent's head. They saw the Passover lamb in Exodus and the serpent lifted up in the wilderness, all referring to Christ, and Isaiah 53, the servant of God would be sacrificed, and the Son of Righteousness in Malachi, all the way, it's all about Jesus. And when they studied it, and when Jesus came to their midst, they said, this is the Prince of Devils. He's the Prince of Devils. Even though they had studied the scriptures every Saturday. But Peter, who hadn't studied all those scriptures, he said, you're the Christ, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because, if I were to paraphrase those words, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Matthew 16:17. That means your human intelligence did not show this to you. But my Father gave you revelation. This simple fisherman understood in a moment what those great scholars who had studied the Bible for years could not understand. Those 60-year-old scholars could not understand what 30-year-old Peter understood by revelation.